Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Here we go. This is it.
This is Top Flight Time Machine. I am Andy Dawson. Pow, pow, pow.
I'm Sam Delaney. So what?
Welcome along to this episode. We are on the road. We are touring I'm exhausted. This fucking touring lock. Top Flight Time Machine live. We are in a premier restaurant in Manchester ahead of our almost sellout show tonight at the Dance House Theatre. Tickets are still available, though. Come along. It will be fantastic.
We are in the restaurant bit of the premiere.
We walked in. We're too early to check in. We've left our bags in the bag room. And we asked, have you got a restaurant bit? And they said, yeah, it's over there. But you can't go in the restaurant
On the hunt for a restaurant bit.
We've been turned away from the restaurant
We went to my premiere in first.
Not even a restaurant
where
bit.
She was
available.
Really grumpy.
Yeah.
I've met a lot of grumpy people on the trip so far. I've met more nice, but as is
well,
the way.
I've been in the north the whole time, so, you know, that's what we're like. We're more.
I've met nice. Why, Northerners,
no, we're friendly,
why don't
we?
You Northerners make your mind up about what you are? Because half the time we're hearing, well, that's the thing about us, we're dead friendly, we talk to anyone, we come up to you on the bus, start talking to you. Not like you in London, you don't talk to strangers.
We're also gruff and straight talking.
Fucking right, we don't talk to fucking strangers. Of course we don't, right? Because I tell you why, out of respect for the stranger.
Yeah.
Not out of hostility.
Yeah.
It's because, you know, like, and on the other hand, Northerners, like say, it's like, oh no, we're gruff, we're not full of, if you come in being all friendly and jolly, that's just what London bollocks, right? It's like, well, or you could say it's friendliness. And if I come up to you on the train and go, hello, mate, how you doing? Fuck off. Not fucking dealing with that con London bullshit.
Well,
I don't know whether I'm coming and going.
It depends on what day of the week it is, what the weather's like, and who you're dealing with, because... You know,
well, that's the same for humans worldwide.
Don't stereotype us like that.
No, exactly. You're the one stereotyping yourselves. The truth is, whether you are from the north or the south, all of us are human beings.
So
right?
Anyway.
With heart and souls.
Yeah.
Mouths, limbs. Most of us have got limbs.
Testicles.
Some of us have got fannies.
Ovaries.
Mm. Oh, is the ovary the female testicle?
I think it is, yeah.
Right.
It's like sort of an undescended testicle, isn't it?
It is. That's exactly what it is.
Welcome to Biology with Top Flight Tech. Yeah, we're in the restaurant bit, but there's two restaurant bits. We're in like the pre-restaurant bit.
We weren't allowed into the main restaurant
area.
Sorry, before we go further into that, when you went to the when you went to the obstetrician with your ex-wife when she was pregnant with your children, and you have to sit and talk to them, because my obstetrician was like this, right, pull up a chair, have a look at these pictures we got, right. Now see that, right, they get their biro, don't they? They start pointing at the scans or the computer screen. Mm. That is your undescended testicles, right?
Yeah.
And there is an egg in each of them, right?
No, I don't think we had a biology lesson like that. She was already pregnant.
That's your undescended testicles. I was like, sorry, what? Your undescended testicles, your wife, that's her undescended testicles. I didn't know she had undescended testicles. Well, you don't know fucking much then, do you? I mean, some people call them ovaries, but that's more technical. I'm trying to keep it basic because you look like a thick cunt.
They're basically, right, this is how it works, they're lady balls, right? And what happens is the sperm comes out of the man balls and then it's like magnets. It gets drawn towards the lady balls and they meet up and then that's how baby's made.
Now there's a bit of spunk in each, there's a bit of spunk in one undescended ball, and there's an egg in the other. And at one point, right, when the klaxon sounds, they both fall out same time.
That's called a period.
Mixed together in their womb, and that's what a period is. Next question. Well, I didn't even ask you a question. Fine.
Listen, here's a pamphlet. Ta-ra.
That'll be all. This is the NHS. I've got a lot of other patients to see.
Got a lot on. So yeah, don't know how we got to that, but yeah. So, where are we? We're Manchester. We've done Newcastle on Sunday night, which was fucking brilliant.
Great.
Newcastle was really good. We'll go there again. Last night was Liverpool. Not quite as well attended,
but good crowd.
Wise, brilliant crowd. Yeah, those Scousers who bottled it didn't come. It's something you're going to have to deal with, the regret and the disappointment.
You know,
because they're never going to see him again.
You're like all those Scousers who commiserate not being at the Cavern to see the Beatles that first time I played there. Oh no, hang on a minute. There are no living Scousers who weren't at that. You were all there, weren't you? I forgot.
Yeah. So, I mean, next time, they might all come out next time and there might be 150, 200 there, but it won't be the same. It won't be as intimate as it was last night.
We had such a great Scouse night, didn't we?
We felt surrounded because they were so close to the stage and the stage was so tiny. We couldn't do any high kicking that we liked to do.
There was people practically on the stage. There was the people in the front row practically on the stage.
Yeah.
And but it was such a great Scouse night because, first of all, and this is not even a joke, there was a mighty Scouse wind blowing from the moment we arrived in the city. It was incredible. And it kept blowing and actually woke me up this morning. It reminded me of that bit in the Elton John book where he can't sleep off his hangover in the hotel because of the wind blowing at the window. So he rings up his record company and starts screaming down the phone for them to somehow stop the wind.
And as he says in the book, I think he says, I'd like to say this was a fabricated story and it's an urban myth. But no, it was true. I did it.
Yeah. But I mean, I didn't ask anyone to stop the Scouse wind. I don't know who could have done it. Some sort of Scouse god, like
one of
Jimmy,
the Scouse elders.
Jimmy Corkill,
Jimmy Tarbuck,
Corkill, Star.
So yeah, we had the Scouse wind, brilliant show, and then we went to the pub afterwards with some Scouse music royalty.
Peter Hooton
out of Offa of the Farm.
And there, yeah. Thanks a lot.
And we've just been issued with a menu. And what's
Joe Swinson up to on the telly?
Sandbags, I think, for the
Joe film. Swinson's on the telly in a library full of rubbish bags.
There's Corbyn, where's he? That Manchester? You around here?
We can give you a live running commentary on breaking election news, which is an added bonus if you'd like that.
From the restaurant bit of the Premier Inn. Scouse wind.
Yeah, so we're down the pub with Peter Hooton.
And Peasy.
Peasy.
Sorry, guys, I've got to say hello.
Oh, hang on, we've been approached by a canter.
We've been approached.
Who are you?
We're recording a podcast. Right,
you're in it.
Am I in it now?
Yeah, you're in
What's
it.
What's your name?
Tom.
Hello, Tom.
Tom, we've never had a third person on an episode of Top Like Time Machine.
I feel honoured.
Now you are. Do you feel honoured?
I feel very honoured.
This is the third time we've been recognised.
Tom, I can't stress this enough to you. You will never get paid a penny for this, really, even if it escalates into our biggest ever episode.
It'll probably get edited out.
Yeah, it probably will, won't it?
I'm not worth it.
No.
Your contribution's been terrible so far.
So, where are you? What are you doing in here?
Just here.
You're staying here? Do you work here? What's the story?
No. Going to Animation Festival over the road.
Oh, nice.
Animation Festival?
Yeah. What's that? Home.
Well, are you coming to our show tonight?
Where's your show?
Fucking Dance House.
Yeah.
That's what we're here for.
What's this podcast for?
Yeah.
We're just doing a podcast.
I know you do a podcast.
What's this?
You're doing a podcast and a show?
Yeah, we've got it. We're just coming from Liverpool because we did a show last night. And now we've got here now and the show's this evening. So we thought we'd do a cheeky podcast while we were waiting.
Yeah. Sack this animation thing off and come see us tonight.
Animation festival, come off it.
This is it!
We were just interrupted by a cunter called Tom.
Yeah.
And his colleague.
His colleague, Katie. And they're off to an animation festival, which seems to be rivaling us in terms of the attention and the affections
here for our show.
No, he wasn't.
He felt like enough of a fan of the show to come and interrupt our recording.
Yeah.
But not enough to attend our concert. Plus, what's the dynamic between Tom and Katie?
Just colleagues, I think.
But they've come away to a conference together. That's where things happen.
Well, we'll find out. If Tom, you want to get in touch with
that's later how on. My sister's marriage broke down, mate.
Oh, mate. Really?
I mean, you know, she went. It wasn't her husband, didn't she? And she went to a conference and met another bloke.
Never came back. Conferences can be wild times.
They fucking can, especially animation ones.
Yeah,
they're the worst.
Aardman. Yeah. It's like you start acting out some of that stop motion animation yourself.
All sorts of shit.
It's like Twister, isn't it?
Oh, you go, slower. Do you fancy coming back to my room? I've got some Sharpies up there.
Yeah.
We can just sketch out some ideas, do a couple of flip books, nothing fancy. Next thing you know
it.
Bang, you're doing that anime porn.
Having it off in the shower.
Someone's made an anime porno flipbook, and you're both watching it whilst having it off.
Yeah.
Which the logistics of which are difficult because one of you's got to keep one spare hand to do the flipbook.
That's true. Yeah. But anyway, hi Tom and Katie, if you're listening to this.
Jalapeño.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, marketers. Want a matchmaker to set you up with your perfect audience? Well, look no further. Get intimate right away with host-read sponsorships with Acast. Use Acast's self-serve ad platform to search and partner up with a podcaster or two from our network of more than 100,000 shows. Have them sing your praises in their own words. And get their listeners ready to be wooed into loyal customers. It's the ultimate loving endorsement. Book host-read sponsorships with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
Jalapeño.
Where were we? Yeah, we were in the pub with Scouse Royalty. We were with Peter Hooton and Peasy, who is, I think he's the farm's manager at the minute, and he's
Bitlicon,
the Bunnymen's manager.
Top bloke.
Lovely fella. And then at one point, Brian Nash, who was the guitarist in Frightening Ghost Hollywood, came over and asked Peter if he'd sign his book Peter had written about the Liverpool boot room.
We felt
peak Scouse at that point.
We thought we'd really hit the Scouse big time. I mean,
and I didn't recognise him. A 12-year-old me, who was obsessed with Frankie Ghost Hollywood, would have been appalled.
I mean, it's a long time ago. He's changed a lot.
Time has he's weathered.
It's ravaged him.
Let's say ravaged.
He looks distinguished.
Weathered.
And it couldn't have been more
bald.
Scouse.
Completely bald.
It couldn't have been more Scouse. Had Cilla Black's ghost drifted in behind the bar and started pouring shots.
He looked a little bit like, who was that baddie on Brookside? Was it Sizzler? Was he called?
No.
He was the bald fella.
Sizzler.
Yeah, wasn't he? I'm going to Google this. Brookside.
I really hope it was Sizzler. 84, that's an amazing baddie name.
84, 85 kind of era, sort of, when Brookside was still brilliant. Before it all went to shit.
No, it was still good into the 90s, mate.
Yeah.
When Beth was in it and stuff. Anna Friel was in it.
Who played Sizzler in Brookside? There it is. Rennie Kaprinsky.
It wasn't Nasher.
No, but he looked a bit like Sizzler.
Right.
I'm trying to find... no, Sizzler had hair. I'm thinking of a different one. There was another thug in Brookie.
Who do you think the best soap opera baddie is ever? For me, it's a toss-up between Nick Cotton.
Oh yeah,
my favourite.
Yeah,
and probably who was the one who tried to kill Rita in Corrie? Was it Alan Bradley?
Yeah, he was
a cunt, wasn't he? But Nick Cotton wasn't as much of a cunt. I mean, Nick Cotton was sort of more of a comic character in a way, wasn't he?
Brookside baddies, list of soap opera villains. Nick Cotton was brilliant because Nick Cotton gave no fucks whatsoever.
Nah, come on, Ma.
And he was just the baddie of a square.
Yeah.
You know,
exactly. Didn't branch out.
His reach didn't extend beyond the square.
His operations never expanded, did they? It wasn't like when the Mafia went from Sicily to New York to Chicago and then all across the world.
No.
He was content with Albert Square.
Yeah.
And even there, he didn't really reign supreme because really Dirty Den was the boss, wasn't he?
Yeah, yeah.
I remember when Dirty Den threw him out of the pub.
That was in the first episode, wasn't it? He got chucked out of the pub.
And there was another time, though.
There's probably lots of times.
He went, oh, yeah, come on then. He goes, there was a copper, I can't remember what his name was, and there was Pete Beale had the ump with him as well. And he went, oh, yeah, come on then, PC Plod and Peter Potato. which I thought was really massive disrespectful to one of the Square's elders.
Yeah. So yeah, so we had a great night in, it was the Grapes, wasn't it, in Liverpool? Mm. That was a nice poor show.
Brilliant.
Booze up.
Brilliant, so thanks for that.
We're now in Manchester, we're going to...
We've been approached twice. In fact, in all, we've been approached three times because someone came up to us at Liverpool Lime Street this morning and said, thanks for the show last night. Someone came up to us outside my premiere in Manchester earlier and said, oh, I'm here for the show tonight, looking forward to it, lads. And then just now, Tom and Katie, who are not coming to the show tonight. So in a way, fuck them. But at the same time, thank you for saying hello.
Two sides of a different coin, isn't it?
Yeah. And... So the tour's going pretty well so far, isn't it?
Yeah.
And tonight's the biggest one so far.
Yeah, Manchester Dance House, 8 p.m. Tickets still available. I don't know what else we've got to talk about. Did we do predictions?
Yeah, we did, but
we don't have them at hand.
Yeah.
We'll put them on Twitter or something.
And there's a bit of football news that I'm interested in.
Yes.
I don't know if you are.
There's only one bit of football news, really, isn't there?
Yeah, and it's the Raheem Sterling and Joe Gomez thing, which is brilliant. One thing I would say is I was looking through Twitter. I typed in Joe Gomez, Raheem Sterling, because I wanted to see what the inside story was.
Yeah.
And, I mean, the story is what it is. It's all been... There's no, like... There's no... I don't think there's any kind of secrets about it. It is what it is. They had a little set to on the pitch... The clip of it went viral because Liverpool fans loved the fact that Joe Gomez had effectively looked as if he'd sort of one-handed picked up Raheem Sterling and thrown him on the floor. And everyone made a joke about the size difference between them both. And so Raheem Sterling got wound up even more overnight. And so as soon as you saw him at the England sort of set-up, he grabbed him by the throat and said, "You're still the big man." Now, a lot of people laughing about this. Kids, I guess, they must be going, "Ah! What a joke, look at him. Look at the difference between the size of him. Why is he even trying it, blood?" Right? But surely you should respect the smaller man.
Yeah.
You shouldn't laugh at him. Like, yeah, the fact that Raheem Sterling is clearly half the size but doesn't give a fuck and goes straight up to him and pushes him, that's something that you should respect, not laugh at.
Yeah.
That's impressive. Anyone can stand up someone they're bigger than. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, you know, I think we're both big Raheem Sterling fans. Joe Gomez, probably a perfectly decent bloke. Don't know the fella.
He's never given me any problems.
No, been good as gold, as far as you're concerned, hasn't he, on the whole?
It wasn't Sizzler and it wasn't Tommy McArdle. I'm still trying to find this bald Brookside buddy. Sorry if I'm a bit distracted, but it's important to me. Any thoughts on the Sterling and...
That's it. I think Gareth Southgate's dropped Sterling but made him stay on, which you thought was a good thing, didn't you?
Yeah, I think it's like a naughty step thing. Could quite easily have sent him home, and what good would that have done? Because he'd go home and he'd just spend all his time, you know, playing snooker and playing on his games consoles and all that. But if he's there with the squad in the naughty corner and he has all his electronic devices taken away from him, he has to sit and think about what he's done and watch the rest of them having fun and playing football. And he didn't want to play football, but they won't
sat
let him.
Sat there with his cheeks in his fists.
It's proper punishment, isn't it?
Yeah, because I suppose in a way it would be the easy thing for him to be sent home, because he'd go home, probably, you know, no one else would be home. It's like when you get sent home from school, no one else is in. So you get something nice out of the fridge.
Yeah.
Something that might have been meant for dinner, but you've stolen a march on it.
Yeah.
Maybe grill yourself a couple of potato waffles, put your feet up and watch the Sullivans.
Exactly.
What's not to like about that?
Exactly. I'm struggling with this. Someone tell us who this bald Brookside villain was, please.
Yeah.
It's really doing me head in. I reckon that's about it. Do you think we've done enough?
Any best bits from the show so far? Any cunters that are worth singling out for special attention? The ratings thing's always interesting, isn't it?
Ratings is good.
Someone asked us to rate serial killers, which is
a bit odd.
It angered me when people ask you to rate things that are so self-evidently awful. You kind of make them think, do you think that we...
Why have you spoken?
Why would you say that? Why would you...
Yeah.
A nice show that's supposed to put a smile on people's faces in these troubled times, why would you bring up the issue of murder?
Yeah.
Not nice. But other than that, that was quite fun interaction with the cunters, wasn't it?
Yeah, taunt the fuck off.
Yeah.
No, it's all been fun. The show's really good, I think.
It's a good show. You should, there's still time to buy tickets for most of the shows, so get involved. And we will look forward to seeing you. But, as I've said on the newsletter, try to avoid eye contact. We've had a few interactions out in the streets today, and that's probably enough. So if you do see us around, please remember, do not approach us.
It's beginning to feel like harassment now. I mean,
we just want to live our lives.
The Tom and Katie thing was terrible. Tom wouldn't stop talking. Katie was like trying to drag him away.
She had more respect for our boundaries.
Sort of like saying, you know, first of all, she didn't know who we were, but at the same time, she could tell that we were uncomfortable with it.
We were in the middle of work, and Tom just didn't. He can't. Tom, if you're listening, learn how to read a situation.
Read the room, Tom.
Read the room, mate.
Put that in one of your fucking animations.
Say hello, fine, but
we've been sitting here talking about lady balls, and then you've just thrown us right off our whack.
Yeah, taking the piss as well, wasn't he? Having a few, like, it's like, mate, what is this? Do you want to fight? Because I'll fight you if you want. But you
said
know.
You were from Essex, didn't he?
Yeah.
Don't know what that was about. Power play.
Don't know what. Yeah.
Anyway.
Who cares?
Okay, we apologise for this haphazard mini episode. It was going well. Tom turned up. Let's face it.
Yeah. If you've got a problem, write to Tom at fucking Animation Tom's Studios.
Tom's Animation
Essex.
Studios.
Probably
Essex.
The only fucking one there.
We'll be back with another one soon.
Hey, what do you do, son? Animation? What's that? Drawings that move? Hey, you soppy bastard. Why don't you get a job up at Ford like everyone else?
All right, TTFN.
TTFN dickheads.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.